Sometimes it's well received, and sometimes it is not well received. Sometimes it bears fruit, and sometimes it doesn't. I'd like to ask you now to help me with this little reflection as we think about it, because the passage in some ways is quite self-explanatory. But let's see if we can put it down into the real world, where we live today. I'd like to ask you a question. What is it that you think that stops you from hearing the word of God? If you've got any ideas, put up your hands. What is it that stops you from hearing the word? Yes?
Busyness.
Can we all identify with that one?
Yeah.
We're all so busy. In what way does busyness stop us, Andy? Yes, that's right. You get so immersed in the things that need to be done that you actually shut God out. Right? Well, actually, we're all very busy. And sometimes, even with the best will in the world, we find that we've neglected things and haven't been thinking or reading our Bibles or praying as we ought to. And before we know it, actually, that's the sadness, isn't it? That actually, sometimes, even before we know it, we've suddenly found that we've shut God out. Are there any other suggestions
we can
think of? Yes, Tom.
Absolute confusion sometimes. My brain, I can't focus on what God's telling me. I know He's telling me something, but I can't focus on what it is sometimes.
Right, okay. So sometimes the confusion is there. Is that partly because you don't understand what you're reading or what He's saying?
Or sometimes I just ask Him a question and I just can't hear.
Yes.
I don't understand what.
Yes. What happens when we're in a state of confusion? What do you think is the best thing to do in those sort of circumstances, everybody? Sorry? Yes. Pray. Sorry? Pray and pray again. Yes, absolutely, man. That's a good thing to do. Speak to a Christian friend about it. Do you know, that's one of the good things about being a part of a church, is that we're surrounded by people who actually love the Lord Jesus, they know Him in a way, just like ourselves, and we all struggle with these things, and sometimes when things are hard and difficult, and sometimes when we find it difficult to hear God's word, we just need to sell the courage to ask somebody else. How's it for you? What do you make of this? Where would you go from here? And we try to read the passages, particularly contained in the scriptures, and try to fathom them out as well as we can, but also we ask one another. Carol, you next.
We get distracted.
Yes. Not just busy, but distracted. Yes. I have to admit that I sometimes quite often get distracted about this. And you start off with all good intentions. You know at the start of the day where you hope to end up at the end of the day. And when I get to the end of the day, have I done all those things I wanted to do? No. And sometimes it's just practical. Sometimes it's the little things that we have to do, the jobs, the chores that we have to do in the day. But when it comes to reading the Bible or understanding what God is saying to us, sometimes I think He's there and He's, well, I know He's there, but sometimes I'm trying to listen and discern what He's saying to me. What's the best course of action in my life for the next few hours? And before I know it, it's not that He stopped speaking, it's just that I haven't heard it because I've been distracted and I've put myself in a difficult situation. So there are all sorts of reasons, aren't there, as to why we don't hear God's word or God speaking to us. Can anybody think of any more?
Sometimes
we don't want it. Sometimes we don't want it. And that is actually crook key, isn't it? Sometimes we don't want it here. And I think that may have some bearing on what I'm going to ask you in just a moment. So, from what we've heard today, what prevents us from hearing the word of God is sometimes we're just too busy. Sometimes we are a bit confused. Sometimes we're easily distracted by the worries of life or life in general. And sometimes we don't want to hear, because if we didn't hear, it might open us up to something that we will feel that we need to respond. So those are the things that stop us from hearing the word of God. What about all the sort of things that stop us from doing the word of God? Any idea? Fear.
Yeah.
Who said that first? I know you said that. Somebody else shouted it out. David and Danny. Fear. Absolutely. It's amazing, isn't it, how confident we can be most of the time in our lives. But as soon as somebody says, what do you believe? Or what do you think about this? Do you really go to church? Or what about putting your faith into practice? Then, actually, there's something that strikes us on the inside and we suddenly become very timid, very fearful. Why about we be fearful? Consequences, absolutely right. There are consequences to our actions. If we step up and say, well, I think this is right, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I feel that this is what I should be doing, then there are inevitably consequences. Ridicule. Yes. It's amazing, isn't it? And there's been a lot of discussion about this. We just had a general synod. And General Synod is the occasion, obviously all the bishops and the clergy and other representatives of the church come to meet together and they share their thoughts about the way that the church should be acting or going in all sorts of directions. But you know, it's easy, even in the church, to sometimes be swayed by fads and passions and be the worries of what other people might think of us. Sometimes we don't want to stand up and be counted because actually to be a Christian is actually to be what they might say is countercultural, which is to actually go against the grain and do something different because you've got to keep true to your faith, true to the word of God, rather than just trying with the flow. It's easy to go with the flow, but sometimes it's more hard and more difficult to stand up and be counted for things, even in such a holy place. And in churches. And why is that? Because churches aren't perfect. We're all made up of fallen individuals, aren't we? And there's no put your hands if you think you're perfect. Well, good, that means glad we all agree on that. But nobody's perfect, so we all make mistakes from time to time. We all need help. And sometimes we're just worried about what other people will say. And not just in church, but in life in general. When you're out in the workplace, when you're in school, when you're just in the street, or in the, you know, in the gathering of your family and friends, or in a group, a choir, or another group where you're involved in a shared activity. It's sometimes difficult, isn't it, to stand up and be counted and say, well, I'm a Christian and I do this because this is what I do. So, we've come across a few things that stop us from hearing the word of God. We've mentioned a couple of things that might stop us from doing the work of God, which is actually we're worried about the consequences, we're worried about being ridiculed. Are there any other things that we can think of? Yes. That's a key one, actually, isn't it? Because people think that we might not be equipped to do the things that God is asking of us. I've once heard it said, and 90% of the time, we are the answers to our own prayers. You know, actually, when we pray for something, and there is something that we can clearly see needs to be done, actually, we are sometimes the answer to our own prayers, because we are people who are motivated to do something about it. And that can be a very daunting experience, particularly when we don't feel that we're equipped for the task. But once again, like the confusion issue, we need to gather people around us. We need to share our thoughts, our prayers, our concerns with those around us. So that together we might find the means to be able to overcome the odds and be able to meet the challenge or whatever the problem is or the issue that is facing us. And usually where there's a will, as they say, there is a way, particularly when you do it in the world of the world. So that's good. So from our Bible passage, we saw that the sower was sowing the seed. Some of the seed fell on the rocky ground and it was scorched. Other seed fell on the path and it was immediately taken. taken away by birds. Some people are like some new, some like seeds starting to sprout and starting to grow, but eventually wither, perish, animals choked by concerns of the world. But the good seed, that is the seed that is sown into good soil, the seed that actually receives a good earthing, as it were, a good ground, and is well received, actually has the chance to spring up and grow in the Spirit. And that's what we need to pray for ourselves, that in our own hearts we will be the good soil, that hears the word of God, takes it in, listens to it, appreciates it, values it, trusts it, and actually embraces it enough to be able to live our lives in the light of it and do things on the strength of it, not just on our own strength, but because God is working for us and because we see it through us. That we're not just readers of the word, not just hearers of the word, but we're doers of the word as God works in us through his Holy Spirit. And that is my prayer for myself, it's my prayer for each and every one of you. So shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the greatest gift of all, which is the Lord Jesus. He was the Word incarnate, Word made flesh. And through the Scriptures, we learn all the more about him. We learn the significance of his mission and his purpose, and also his meaning for each and every one of us in our lives. Help us to embrace that wonderful story. Help us to rejoice in it. Help us to cherish it, actually, and not simply be content to take it at face value, but to learn more about it, to dig deeper, to be able to embrace it and be confident in it. Let us be confident Christians, knowing that the Lord is with us each and every step of the way. And may he help us to blossom, to grow and to flourish, and to produce a crop which is not just concerned with ourselves, but those around us. May our community of faith, which is the church, continue to flow, to grow and grow, and have an influence in the society in which we live. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come to a time of confession now. It seems strange to have a confession at this point in our service, but that's where we are. It seems appropriate to have a confession after we've reflected on the passage a little bit. So when we get to the words involved, would you please join in with me? Thank you. Dear Lord, we are sorry for when we have opportunities to learn, but don't pay attention.
Lord, help us to listen. Help us to grow. Help us to live for you.
Lord, we are sorry that when we know what we should do, we are afraid of what our friends might say. And don't do it.
Lord, help us to listen. Help us to grow. Help us to live for you.
We are sorry when we think that living for you is just too difficult and don't do what we know we should.
Lord, help us to listen. Help us to grow. Help us to live for you.
We are sorry that so often we just allow ourselves to get distracted. But all the good things we have, computer games, iPods, friends and family, work, having fun, but forget about living for you.
Lord, help us to listen. Help us to grow. Help us to live for you.
We thank you that you go on loving us. Despite our many faults, we ask you to forgive us and give each one of us a fresh start today.
Lord, help us to listen. Help us to grow. Help us to live for you.
May the Lord strengthen us, forgive us our sins, and encourage us in every step that we take in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So now we're going to sing together our next hymn, which